you'll be allowed to burn campfires today starting at noon. The City of Revelstoke and the Southeast Fire Center are lifting their restrictions. Despite the fact that it's been unseasonably hot and dry in most parts of the province this summer, and those trends are expected to continue for the month of September. But humans have caused the lowest number of fires on record. Lightning strikes caused 75% of this season's fires. Revelstoke's fire chief still urges to be as safe as you can when you start burning campfires again. Stephen DeRussi says to have water on hand or a shovel to put out the fire and don't leave it unattended. BC Minister of Forests also urges people to remain vigilant into September.
Okay, thank you and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Katrina Conroy, the Minister of Forests, and I want to recognize...
Conroy spoke at this online live-streamed event from Campbell River yesterday, along with Neil McLaughlin, the Superintendent of Predictive Services for BC Wildfire Services.
There is over 98,000 lightning strokes, and of those, 85% of the 889 new fire starts were indeed lightning caused. So a very busy month, and mainly due to lightning caused fires.
They give an update on the season thus far and what's to come in September. July and August were hotter than normal across the province, and certain areas had less rain than average, especially the southwest and northeast.
We've had these hot, dry conditions. We started the season quite late. We had above normal overwinter precipitation, cooler spring temperatures, late snowmelt at upper elevations, and an overall late start to the fire season. In July and August, we did see this repeating pattern of high pressure ridges followed by upper lows, bringing new lightning starts. But in general, the weather pattern produced light winds and stable atmospheres. And those play also a big role in limiting fire growth.
The lightning storm overnight on August 19th in the Revelstoke area, for example, started over 30 fires. Now, 19 fires burn in our area. Only three are out of control. The corresponding spike in fires during the second half of August is above seasonable averages for the province. But McLaughlin said a few days of rain in our region and those calm winds generally throughout BC worked in firefighters' favor. As above average, hot, dry conditions continue into September, McLaughlin warns winds may pick up as we transition into fall.
Stronger winds is what we're really concerned about, as well as grass curing. So as temperatures gradually come down in the later part of September, that's going to cure some of our grasses and make them more available for burning. So a couple of fall hazards to pay attention to.
As of August 31st, 182 fires burned in BC. In total this season, 1,355 fires have burned 43,000 hectares. This is below the 20-year average, which is 1,515 fires burning 259,601 hectares. If you can keep up with the numbers, good job. This time last year, there had been 1,562 fires burning 865,298 hectares. That's your Stoke FM News. I'm Megan Dooling, reporting from Revelstoke.